This is World Lutheran News Digest. ഇത് ലോക ലൂത്രൻ വാർത്താ പരിപാടിയാകുന്നു.
Photojournalist Eric Lunsford is the official photographer for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. His adventures take him all around the world. His latest adventure is to go to the nation of Kuwait. Your next adventure is going to be in the nation of Kuwait.
Yes, I will be going to Kuwait with our director to the Ministry of Armed Forces, Chaplain Craig Miller. He will be doing some endorsing and observing work of several of the LCMS chaplains currently deployed in Kuwait to our armed forces. My role will be to document that story and show how that work is happening in the Middle East, specifically in Kuwait, in our armed forces.
Now, there is a major American military presence in Kuwait, I believe.
Yes, there is a number of military personnel there, and that's why we have several chaplains who are currently there deployed to be able to assist those troops.
One of the people I interviewed quite some time ago was a chaplain who had served in Afghanistan, literally on the battlefront. And he told some intriguing stories about how they were able to set up this fire base. You know, they actually had a little chapel was built, and mostly with the volunteer help from the soldiers, you know, who wanted this. And I thought that was a fascinating tale. And I should imagine, I have not served in the military, so I don't know. But boy, if I was in a situation like that, I'd want all the spiritual guidance I could get. Is this what we're running into, with our own military?
Well, if you sit down with our chaplains, you're going to find incredible stories about the care they provide in the four corners of the earth. You know, recently I was in San Diego with our chaplains on the West Coast. They had their yearly conference there. And being able to sit down with those chaplains, find out, I mean, one is serving in Japan. You know, one is on an aircraft carrier. One's on an army base next to Pearl Harbor. You know, these are Lutheran chaplains providing that. But, you know, it can be a challenging environment these days in the military for chaplains. And so it's important we show that, you know, that there is work of that church there, of our church there, and showing how our chaplains are administering to our soldiers.
And also, you know, so much of our military will be deployed in countries that are not Christian. And really, there would be no indigenous spiritual help for them, or sailors on the ocean. You know, where are you going to go to church in the middle of the Pacific? And this is the role that the chaplain corps would do.
Indeed. And you'll see, you know, through the work of the Ministry of Armed Forces, Operation Barnabas, you see how there is that care and nourishing of people happening, not only for, you know, troops serving overseas here in the United States, but even chaplains who are also in parishes, serving their own congregations. It's just a fascinating role in and out of the church, in and out of the military, to be able to provide that care.
What do you hope to do in Kuwait specifically? You mentioned that you're going to be going with Pastor Mueller. Is there a specific itinerary laid out? Are you going to be in particular areas, or you're not? Okay.
Whenever I go photograph an assignment, I like to plan. But sometimes there's a case where I will almost overplan it. And I think the beauty of being a photographer is that you be very, very flexible and adapt to a quickly changing situation. You know, and that's where sometimes a story can come out of nowhere. You know, you meet someone and you find this really wonderful story, and that's the story.
What would you hope to do in Kuwait if you had your dream, the story where it worked just the way you want? What would you hope to get? What would you hope to photograph and to record?
You know, part of what makes documentary photojournalism so appealing to me is being able to make it accessible, the photographs, the story, to others who couldn't have been there. You know, I want to bring that accessibility to you. And I want to do it in an unexpected and surprising way that for you, I'd like for you to engage the story. So, you know, I think visually, you know, photographers, we tend to think, okay, this is what I love to see. Sometimes it's remarkably different than what we end up seeing. But, you know, I love to see scene centers. I want to show what is, you know, the environment look like? You know, what does it look like to someone who's never been there? Next, what does it look like for our chaplains serving there amongst other troops? Even down to accommodations? Where do they live? How do they work? What's their daily life like? And so for me, I look at it and say, what is a question that I can answer visually. And for me, that question is, what is their daily life? You know, it seems so remarkably different than you or me. You know, I mean, you know, I'm here currently in the office for a couple weeks. I've got a lot of things going on. I'm planning some things. So that seems relatively routine. But to me, I can't picture what is a daily life of a chaplain in the field. And so that's one of the questions I want to answer visually is, what does a chaplain serving in Kuwait, what is the daily life of that chaplain?
What you're trying to do is to show us here in the States, to show us the things that we normally can't see. But these are things that affect us. These are our brothers and sisters over there. Your role is to bring us there and to bring them here.
Absolutely. I want to make a story that's accessible to you and hopefully engage you to want to be inspired to help them and to look at and bring awareness to it and saying, oh, you know, I didn't know we had that. And that's, I think, Kip, one of the greatest things I hear on assignment when I meet someone new and they say, oh, you know what? I saw that story on the work in the Baltics. I didn't know the church did that. I didn't know. And that makes me so happy because I'm like, let me share that with you because this is my service and vocation to you, is to be able to share that and do it in a way that makes it accessible for you to see what the work is there going on.
And where can we find your galleries?
Currently, we have photo.lcms.org. And that has a number of photo stories online that are tailored and fit specifically to the stories that we are currently working on. So our Engage magazine that comes out, we have stories that are tied into it. They're on photo.lcms.org. You can also find it at lcms.org. Click on photo. And there are a number of stories that are currently active that show the work of not only a chaplain in San Diego at the Marine Recruit Depot base. Very fascinating work that's going on there. You see the work from the Baltics that we had discussed earlier. You're also going to even see work coming back from our March for Life. So we try to keep it very lively and we try to keep it very timely for you.
And it's there for anyone to see. Anybody who's got access to the internet can see what the Missouri Synod is doing worldwide.
Absolutely. You know, it's a passion for me to be able to bring photographs, to bring stories to you, and to tell those stories. So I would hope that you have an opportunity to please visit that and just kind of spend some time with it. You know, the great thing about photography is that it's, in a sense, universal language. It's accessible by all of us that goes above even like a spoken language because we can also relate to it. You know, we look at someone and we may say, boy, they look like they have peace in their face. Or we look at a photograph and say, boy, you know, I didn't know that was going on. So that's how we can all relate to it. And I hope that's used as a way to engage others and bring awareness and hopefully inspire people to want to be able to support these different ministries.
And whether we're in the U.S., whether it's someone in Germany, whether it's someone in Madagascar, they can access it, and the picture tells the story. They don't have to know the language.
Indeed, indeed. You can go through it. You can get a great sense of the story. You know, always we have written stories as well. We a lot of times have video to accompany that, so please feel free to enjoy yourself there.
When Eric comes back to the United States, I'll speak with him about what he found in the Middle East. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.